Alchemy.
Yo.
What up?
What? What's that?
It was echoing.
It was echoing?
Yeah, it is echoing.
It is echoing?
Yeah.
It's not echoing on my end.
Okay.
Are you using headphones?
Yep.
Like, well, where?
I think it's a little bit better now.
Oh, okay. Well, let me know. Let me know. So what up?
So, yo, I love using this the laptop because I feel like it's just clear.
Oh, when you do from the laptop?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you do sound clearer. I'll give you that. And I've been using my iPad with the wired headphones instead of the AirPods to make it clear too, so definitely. Okay, so we gotta jump off of the top right here. First of all, it's Christmas week. Merry Christmas, everybody, because we won't be on here on Christmas, so Merry Christmas and all that good stuff. I think that I've lost my mind, possibly in a good way, I don't know yet, because we always talk about food in the beginning here. And I ordered some groceries yesterday, and maybe it's the Christmas spirit that hit me, and maybe it's like just because there was an interesting year this year. But when I ordered groceries yesterday, I was like, I'm gonna order some stuff that I probably wouldn't normally order, but I really want it, so I'm gonna go for it. I hope you're sitting down, because I ordered like regular stuff. Like, I'll order things for sandwiches or whatever, like, you know, deli chicken and stuff like that, and salad stuff and fruit, and you know. And then I was like, you know what I really want? I want macaroni and cheese, damn it. I want deli macaroni and cheese.
Delish.
And I bought Gouda macaroni and cheese. And then, it doesn't stop there. Then, somebody was telling me the other night on IG Live, they were like, have you ever had the buffalo chicken dip from Publix? I said, I have not. And they said, you need to try it. So, guess what I did? I bought it. I know. I don't know what got into me. Because normally I would talk myself out of it. But this time I was like, you know, it's a holiday week. Here's a combination of things that led me to this decision. It's a holiday week. I guess it gives me a little bit of an excuse. So, like, let me just do something I don't do all the time. So it's a holiday thing. And then I think end of the year thing. And then I don't really want to go out every day this week or every other day. Like, you know what I mean? To go grab food. I just kind of want to just chill. So it's like, I just need to buy enough food to last like an actual week or so, you know?
Right.
So, and it's supposed to get really cold in Georgia in a couple of days.
Oh, true.
So, yeah.
I guess the timing is right.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's always weird in Atlanta because it can stay warm up until and through Christmas. But sometimes, you know how it is here. You'll get these waves of like, oh, there was like 2-3 weeks where it was like 30 degrees every day. It's super cold, but it always rebounds real quick. But anyway, that being said, I got creative today. And this is probably disgusting, but I'm sharing it with you because we are friends. And I'm sharing it with the world because I guess we're all friends. And for lunch, I got weird and I made a chicken sandwich with sliced chicken. But I had some buffalo sauce left over from my Chick-fil-A order last week. So I put buffalo sauce and ranch on a chicken sandwich.
Oh, that's cool.
It was disgustingly good. Anyway, yeah. So kicking off that holiday spirit with the bad diet. What you been doing? Have you had anything interesting lately, food wise?
My dad today, he made banana pudding.
Oh my gosh.
haven't eaten all of it because I wanted to savor it. It's delicious as expected.
Oh my god, it's really, I think it's up there as one of the best desserts ever, right?
Right.
And it's got the cookies in it, right? And the chunks of banana.
Oh yeah,
oh my
the
god.
one at your party, that was good.
Oh yeah, that was, yes. They had the little chess, what are they called? Chessmen cookies.
Chessmen cookies, yes. Oh, memories.
Ridiculously good.
Yeah, that was great.
Remember
time
how?
Of year.
Remember when everyone had to, they had to save me the corner of it because everybody was eating so much of it, and they actually were like, "Here, you keep the corner." They saved me the corner of the banana pudding. That was nice. One year though, one of my friends made me a pan. Now imagine us, y'all, everybody listening. Imagine me or Jay being gifted an entire pan of banana pudding. So my friend
That
Ravia,
so long to take to eat it.
It's okay. Look, it took me over a week, which it was starting to get dicey because bananas start to go bad. But
yeah,
I was able to eat a bit of it every night, and I meant literally every night. I would sit with the refrigerator door open because the pan was too big for me to pick up.
Right.
So I would just pull the cover. There was like a plastic wrap over it. I would peel it back and sit in my refrigerator door with the door open and just eat it right out of the pan.
Whoa.
Yeah, for like 7 days straight. It's a good week. Good week. So, yeah, anyway.
That is a journey, honestly. Like, if someone gave me a pen of anything, I'd be like, yo, what was going through your head at that time? Because I am a small human. But, you
right.
know, it is the thought, you know, so I wouldn't be mad. I just should, like, be confused because I wouldn't want it to go to waste, you know what I mean?
Right. Well, that's the thing. I actually even gave some of it away.
Yeah, because I feel like certain stuff, like, okay, I really like lasagna, right? But I feel like after a week, I'd probably get tired of having it every day. Because I'd obviously have to eat it every day. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. So it wouldn't go to waste.
Yeah, so even if I loved that, you know, I still would be like, all right, this is doing a lot. So, but still, I would be happy that someone thought of me to make me a pan of anything.
Yeah. I think, yeah. Maybe what it is, maybe sometimes there's like recipes. I know nothing about cooking, but I would assume that when someone gets a recipe, it's probably for a preset amount.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So if someone's like, oh, you're going to make a pan of banana pudding and it's going to be this many ounces or whatever, 2 pounds of banana, whatever it would be.
Yeah.
And then they just go and have those ingredients. They know how much they're making. Although, wouldn't it be dope? Hey, let's invent something right here on our podcast. Something that could break that down for us. So it's like, oh, are you making this for a small person? And it does the calculations. And
right.
Says, oh, okay, so this much sugar, this much banana pudding mix, or this many bananas. Like, that's, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that would be cool.
That would be amazing. So,
someone make it happen.
Make it happen now. We got talented friends.
Make it happen, Captain.
Yo, 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 and yo. It's Simon Illa.
And this is Jay.
And it's Two Gimps Walking to a Bar podcast. Brought to you via the Anchor app. Go to anchor.fm to their website, or you can go find the app on your phone, on your Android or iPhone. Download it, record, edit, and distribute your own podcast that no one will listen to, especially this week because they're too busy listening to Christmas music. Anyway, Jay, who produces this podcast?
Oh, just Ilkami LLC.
That is correct. So, as we established in the intro, it is Christmas week, so Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. I hope everyone had a good Hanukkah. I believe Hanukkah is over, I think. And now begins the Christmas festivities. When is Kwanzaa? I actually don't know when Kwanzaa is this year.
Kwanzaa is the 26th.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
And it ends on January 1st.
There we go. Happy pre-Kwanzaa.
Yep. And Hanukkah, it started on the 10th and it ended on the 18th.
Okay. So happy post-Kwanzaa. Just happy holidays, everybody.
Yes.
We'll blanket it out there. I would like to know how many cultures are into banana pudding. Because I do remember banana pudding at Christmas festivities.
Right.
When I was young. So it's definitely a thing. You know, it needs to be like a national dessert, really.
Yeah, that's good.
I got to stop talking about it because I'm thinking about it. I bet Publix has that too.
Banana
I don't
pudding?
Know, store-bought. Yeah, but what do you think store-bought banana pudding would be? They're just some things you can't recreate.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
you know, people try to make it.
People are just making it from scratch. It's just the way to go.
I believe you are correct. So, Christmas is on a Friday. I will be doing my usual tradition of reading 'Twas the Night Before Christmas on Instagram Live Thursday night. I've been doing that for a couple of years. It just gets weird. So that'll be entertaining. But I don't know. Everyone's saying it doesn't feel like Christmas. It doesn't, I mean, and so many things are different. You know, I'm actually staying home, you know, for Christmas this year. You know, my best friend, his wife is a surgeon, and she's always at the hospital, and they got to be cautious, and obviously I want to be cautious, and everybody wants to be cautious. So we all just decided, I'm going to stay at home. I think people are going to swing by and, you know, I might, like, FaceTime people and annoy them. I'll probably FaceTime you or whatever, you know. You know, so, but I think it's just, you know, it's one of those things where maybe today might be just a thoughtful podcast of, like, I don't know. I think when people put expectations on things, that's when they get disappointed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where it's like, sometimes you just can't do stuff. Like, I put it like this, and you would know this. If there's anything we've learned, or at least I have, and I assume you have too, when you have something like OI or whatever, and you probably spent a lot of downtime by yourself, especially if you're like, if you have a broken bone, and you can't move, or, you know, you just gotta be isolated for weeks, or, so these things are not as heavy, you know, as some people who are just so used to, you know, I can go everywhere, I can do anything whenever I want to, and never had to spend time, you know, alone, or, you know, have to change plans because of something out of their control, you know. And I think it's interesting. I know some people don't like it, some people don't mind, but it's definitely a lesson that, you know, people could get something out, whether you like it or not, you know. I know people on both sides, but there's definitely something to learn in it, in that, you know, sometimes you got to adapt to the situation. So, like, so while this Christmas may be different, you know, hopefully, you know, you'll get back to something a little more what you consider normal, you know, next year.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's, I'll say this, and maybe it's me being older, and maybe this is what we'll, you know, discuss today. I don't know. But the only thing I'm concerned with, just as a people person, is I don't want this to be the way people go. Meaning, like, I'm just wondering where it ends. Meaning, like, okay, so now it's this, But then in 6 months from now or a year from now, are people going to still be like, well, yeah, it's not COVID. What about other stuff? Now we shouldn't get together. Like, I don't know. That'd be kind of a bummer society where it's like, people just shouldn't get together. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
I think that would be kind of sad.
Yeah. Yeah,
You know
like
what I mean?
people gotta really take this shit serious. I've been saying this since like shit started, because I see people, I'll go out and they're not wearing a fucking mask, and then I've seen people that I know get fucking COVID, and it's just a lot of shit, bro. It's just like, and people think this shit is a fucking joke, and we're still in the same. Do you know? I think it's like Sweden. I don't know. Somebody somewhere else is fucking COVID free and shit. Well, like they literally, all their restrictions are down. They cleared it all up and they're good to go. We could have been that, bro. But it's,
I think Australia's like that now.
yeah, like,
Like they've been having music festivals. It's summer over
you see
there.
what I'm saying? We could have been that, but people didn't take it fucking serious. So now it's gonna have to be extended. And then you got people like, oh, I don't wanna do the vaccine, which is fine. Everybody has their own personal beliefs and, reasons why they don't wanna do the vaccine. It's just like, when does this fucking end? That's all I wanna know. Like, it's all good. Like, I don't care, too much about what you wanna do personally, because, again, I'm not getting into all that. I understand when. If you want things to progress, when are things gonna stop? Because I don't know when it's gonna end, to be honest. Because, like, I don't know. We still got the mask thing going, we still got restrictions and shit. Like, I don't know, man.
Well, that's what I'm saying is like, to be totally honest, I get, I don't even want to say both sides. Like, I understand a lot of the complications around
Yeah.
everything. People say, oh, well,
Yeah.
so and so, like gets it, and some people don't, whatever. And like, it's not like I don't know if we're being fed the total truth,
Of course.
but I think it's hard to actually
Yeah.
know the ultimate truth, because we don't know everyone, we don't know everything, and also we have to worry about, certain outlets get, they're wanting more attention, especially news, and the way to get news is to report the bad parts and not the good parts,
Yes.
so we don't know everything all the time. So there's a lot of factors at play, but that's, and I'm with you on this, is like, but how. And I don't want to make it a whole show about this, or a whole podcast about this. But really, yeah, that is the thing, because once it starts kind of, well, if it does start letting up, well, how would we know, for one? And two, what's it gonna lead to? Like, I was thinking about, I haven't taken a vacation in forever. And I'm like, man, it'd be dope if when this clear starts clearing up or clears up enough, I would love to hop on a plane and go somewhere,
Yeah.
take a little vacation. But I'm like, I don't even know if they'll let me. Like, what if I didn't want to take a vaccine, but then they're like, you can't get on a plane? Like, okay, well, that's messed up.
Yeah.
But also, on the other end, if I did, or whatever the case is, it'd be like, what would I be allowed to do? What would I feel safe
Well, you know
doing?
what's so
You
funny
know what
to
I
me
mean?
is I hear people complaining about like the whole fucking vaccine and shit. But I have my whole life had people tell me I need to have the fucking flu shot since forever, bro. So all of a sudden, the vaccine is a problem. When I've been having to do the flu shot, it's damn near, I don't know how often you do it, I guess every year, whatever.
I've never had one.
Yeah, well, I just had my flu shot.
I understand.
But again, people pick and choose what they want to be impressed about, because every go to a doctor, you can attest to this, right? They'll be like, have you had your flu shot? That's the first fucking question I feel like I get. Have you had your flu shot? Oh, you should probably get the flu shot now, whatever. So, and then all of a sudden this vaccine, it's like, oh, they're trying to put it on us. They've been putting all these other shots and vaccines since birth. Like, you know, and you know, people talk about, oh, well, there could be side effects. There's side effects in fucking Motrin. Like, you know, like, you know,
Well,
like,
yeah.
I mean, you know, and it again, it can affect everybody differently. Like, you know.
It's the same when people go, I don't know what they're, you know, and by the way, once again, I don't have a
Yeah, we're not
side
trying to make it a
in
side like,
this.
oh, you should get the fucking vaccine. Like, who gives? It's you. You do it. You want to do it. I'm
Right,
like,
exactly. Right. And people will deal with the
either
outcome,
way.
you know, regardless. Like, yeah, either way. So, but the thing to me that's interesting is, and I was just talking to someone this morning about this, is Americans, another thing that doesn't help Americans is by the way, I'm not an American
Yeah,
hater.
like,
I like
yeah.
America. America's a relative in the world. It's a great place. I'm grateful to be here. And just like everything can be better. Everything has a process. But Americans, for the most part, are not very healthy.
No.
And
Aren't we one of
we
the
don't live
like
a healthy life.
baddest countries in America? I mean, I don't mean to use the word
I
fat, but
think
I'm pretty sure we're like have the most obese people.
we are one of the most obese nations on the earth,
Yeah.
yes. And I think the obesity rate is something ridiculous. We'd have to look it up, but I wouldn't even flinch if somebody said it was like 40%.
Let's see.
It's probably,
Obesity rate in America, 2020.
yeah, like what percentage? It could be 50%. Like it's
Among
something,
men, the prevalence of obesity was 40.3% among those aged 20 to 39, 46.4% amongst those 40 to 59, and 42.2% amongst those 60 and over. Among women, the prevalence of obesity was 39.7% amongst those 20 to 39, 43.3% amongst those 40 to 59, and 43.3% amongst those 60 and over. And that is by you know, gender and shit. So, and according to 2019, because just to tell you, it showed that 39.6% of adults and 18.5% of children ages 2 to 19 in America have obesity. The state of obesity reported that
Oof.
these are the highest rates ever documented by NHANES and Haines. So,
What's National Health and
yeah,
something
so let's, and
organization?
that was just 2019, bruh, and now it's past
Yeah.
40%. It's past 40% now.
I guess almost half
Are
of the
you
people
fucking kidding me? And you
are.
wanna,
Well,
I
that
mean,
makes
and you
sense.
know, so I, oh man, so I remember, I mean, not to put politics into this, but I'm saying it because it's a fucking podcast, I do what I want. I remember people were up in arms when, remember when Michelle Obama was trying to push like healthier eating and shit? No shit, bruh. We're so fucking like the fact that it's 40% now in America. Somebody need we need to do something. This is fucking crazy. Like I was watching a video of a comparison between UK McDonald's and the UK and the US McDonald's or something. I think I was watching a video. Yo, our portion sizes are fucking ridiculous. Holy shit. I was
Oh,
like,
yeah.
how? The
Yeah.
UK is so much smaller. I mean, some things are like a little bit bigger, you know, whatever. I guess it depends on like where you're eating, because I was watching a video. I think it was McDonald's. It was some restaurant. Either way, I was like, what the
Yeah.
fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like, and the sizes, I mean, of the drinks. And when I get a small, it's like a large. I get a medium, it's a fucking extra large. Like a large,
Yep,
ginormous. Like,
yep.
it's, and it's crazy because then people are like, oh, I don't understand, you know, why, like, this shit is happening. And we're fucking eating ourselves out. Like, what is health? And then when someone says, hey, we should be, oh, man, we're gonna piss people off in this podcast, but
I already know what you're about to
we
say, and
talk
I agree
about
with you.
body positivity. I'm all for it. I'm for it. Let's do it.
Yep,
But
me
where
too.
does it stop? Like, if you're 800 pounds, how can I feel positive about your fucking health?
Right.
Like,
You're like, oh,
and it's living your
you're just
life
living your
at
life,
800
doing your.
fucking pounds. I don't
No,
know. I'm
you're.
sorry. And now, I just, and someone's gonna be pissed off. You know, you're talking to my fucking Aunt Nancy or, you know, Uncle Ronnie out there. And, you know, yeah,
Uncle Ron,
you
Uncle
know,
Ron, I'm kidding.
whatever. But at the same time, it's just like,
Yeah.
where does it end? Because we talk about body
Yeah.
positivity, but where is the line drawn? Because I don't agree if you're 800 fucking pounds, that should be like, you just keep it up and doing your thing.
Yeah,
Because
do you
it gets
think?
to a point where it's not, and it's not to say that weight equals health, because there are people who are overweight and
Yes.
they're healthier than someone
Yes.
that is, you know,
Yes.
not overweight. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm
Yes.
just saying that there has to be a line drawn, and we try to be so like politically correct, I guess is the term, and not hurt people's feelings. But shit, I mean, at a certain point, it's getting ridiculous. I mean, there's no reason that their obesity rate should be damn near 50% of fucking America. You know what I mean? Like, that's crazy, bruh. And now I will say my last thing before you. My
That's
last
okay,
thing I want to
please.
say
Go
is too.
ahead.
I will say that the standards of like BMI counts and shit are a little whack, because like my BMI would be considered bigger, even though it's not, even though I'm fucking small as shit, but because of how our body is
Right.
shaped, then you know what I'm saying? So that's a little fucked up. I get it. There are some, I think, qualifications that are a little like, all right, this is a little much. But at the same time, come on. Like, come on. I just eat some fruit, kind of. I don't, and I know people are gonna come out the
Yeah.
woodworks and be like, well, you know, there's people that have pre-existing. I'm not talking about those fucking people. I'm not talking about the people that have conditions that you, no matter what you do, you
Right.
can't fucking lose weight, or you know, you gain. I'm not talking about
Right. That
that. That's
is
where
what
you're
it
at.
is, yes.
But I'm talking about people who can do something about it, who make a conscious decision every fucking day to be like, this is cool, no problem, whatever, it is what it is. Like, that's where the line is. Like, I like sweets, you know that. I love fucking juice, you know, that is, I fucking love it. But at the same time, I know portion control, I know moderation, and I keep track of my shit, you know, like, just to make sure I'm in line. So it's not to say you can't fucking eat a brownie. You know what I mean? But you don't gotta eat brownies every fucking day, or you know, get a big ass pizza every day, or you know what I mean? Like, or you know, people say it's expensive to cook, which you know what? I want to say this. I never fucking understood that, because it is expensive as shit to eat out. Like, if you eat out every fucking day, that shit adds up. Let me tell you something, and then you can get into it, because I'm really like passionate.
No,
I
I like this.
literally, I
This is
bought
a good
sushi,
interview.
right? Because I wanted it. And yeah,
Because why
and
not?
the sushi was like $8. But I paid much more than that just to get it fucking delivered. So you can't tell me in that same breath, I probably could have gone to, you know, if it was like easier to access going to the store and stuff like that, I could have probably got me some chicken, you know, a little. You know, a little pack of chicken, and that's not expensive. That is a few bucks, bro. That is a few bucks. Some seasonings. You know what I mean? I could have probably made me a meal for $10. You know, so don't tell me it now. Depending on what you're trying to get, maybe it's expensive. You're trying to fucking eat steaks. You know, maybe that adds up. But I feel like when people say, "Oh, it's expensive to, you know, cook, and it's quicker to eat out." Okay, yeah, because you want to go to McDonald's, but then you got to drive there, which uses gas, which you like, there's so many factors in there. I feel like you make excuses for things you don't want to fucking do. And I'm not trying to be in people's financial shit. I know, you know, everybody has their own reasonings. I just didn't really understand the whole argument about it's too expensive to cook when it's also expensive to fucking eat out. Like, and shit.
And I think too it well, there's so many things across the board. We have a distinct advantage being small, because you said you ordered sushi and the sushi's $8, but then you pay to deliver it, whatever. I did something similar because on Friday, I think it was Friday, I ordered I ordered steamed chicken and vegetables from a Chinese place. So it's literally what it is. Like, probably one of the healthiest things you can eat. Because it's literally vegetables and chicken steamed. There's no oil, no fat, nothing. But to order it and get it delivered, almost $30. Now, but it lasted me three meals. So for us, it breaks down
But
okay.
for the average person,
They would get like two meals out of that. It
maybe.
might be a little expensive. Yes, but I think let me go way back to what you were saying, because I want you touched on something that I'm really glad you touched on, because it's something I've been thinking for months. I don't always talk about everything I think, but this is something that needs to be said. Just like what you said, people, like you were talking about, people talk about shaming people or whatever. I think it's all framed in how you phrase it,
Now, if you say, like, oh, you're
but
a
I'm not
fucking
saying you. I'm
fat
just saying
pig, that's
I'm
harsh. You shouldn't
right,
say that to anybody.
right,
Like
right,
that. That's
right.
terrible.
But what I'm saying is people say that it's that because here's what I'm trying to say. And by the way, I've been guilty of this. I usually when I say people certain people do something, I've probably done it. We've all done these things. We're all hypocrites to some degree. It is true. But what I'm saying is, when people do that, what they're doing is it's almost like it would be like you and I, if we said our physical condition is holding us back. Now, we just keep harping on that all the, I mean, there may be instances where I mean, you could see maybe it has, but for the most part, it doesn't. And if you, but if you use it as an excuse, then what that does is we feel like it allows us to not work as hard, because we'll be like, well, why try? Because you're just gonna talk shit anyway. I'm not gonna be able to get in these doors that I want to get in, and these people won't mess. So when you do that, it's almost like, once again, I would say everything is like dating. It is. If you've already told yourself, nobody likes me, I'm not cool, I'm not attractive, I'm not interesting, then okay, then you're right. What I mean by that is you already believe it. So you're not going to go out there and try to meet anybody, because you're just going to sit at home and wallow in that. So it's the same thing as this. I think instead of calling it, when people say they call it shaming, they should say something like, I don't know, health, health inspiration, or aspiration even, where it's like, so yeah, when someone talks about eating healthy, like Michelle Obama did, by the way, look at Michelle Obama, look at her family, look at her kids. I guarantee they eat very healthy. Now
Yeah,
that
I'm sure they indulge in
I'm sure
shit though.
Barack's out there. Barack's out there eating a cheesesteak once a month. I don't know. But for the most part, eating healthy foods, not just eating fast food, not just eating loads of, junk, and that's what we do as a society. But, one thing that's interesting, we get into political, I don't want to get into political issues, but sociological or societal issues, is this is similar to how, people in lower classes get the shorter end of the stick, because these fast foods are made affordable to those lower classes. Now the lower classes eat them, they aren't as healthy, they can't pay for medical expenses, and therefore, there's a lot of obesity and health problems and
And
diabetes and heart
I think
problems
there
and
should be
things like
something
that.
for people that are in that lower income range. You know what I'm saying? Because shit, I'm in that my voice cracking.
You're
I'm
talking
in
to
that
me, yeah.
lower income range, so I'm not speaking from a place of like I have millions of fucking dollars, and I'm telling people like, oh, you should figure it out. But even
Right.
when at my lowest, because we're friends, so a lot of things. Even at my lowest, I still found a way to get something because I knew that if I fell into the trap of all, oh, this shit is cheap and I only have this much money, you know what I mean? That I was gonna gain weight. I don't have room to gain weight, not a lot of weight, you know what I mean? You know,
Right,
and
me
what I
neither.
would do is I would look up my mom. She gave me advice, but she told me to look on Pinterest. They have a lot of recipes that don't like low cost meals and stuff like that. You know, do your research on cost effective meals.
Yeah,
Yeah, that are
and
healthy.
that are healthy because yeah, that and here's the thing, like, I grew up in a house where, we didn't have money. We ate pretty good. I mean, I came from a meat and potatoes, kind of family. So we didn't eat horribly. But even now, like, the one thing I've learned is I think people it's kind of the American way. We want everything to taste super good and like super flavored, like over the top, So when people say, like, when I said, I told people, like, I was talking to someone, and I'm like, go ahead, steamed chicken and vegetables. They're like, ugh, bland. I'm like, you know what? By itself, it is bland. Yes, it is. But I also have things like, I love Chinese mustard, which is like a really spicy mustard, and it's not bad for you. And it's basically like if you've ever had the hot mustard sauce at McDonald's, it's like that. That's one of my favorite sauces. It's just spicy mustard. And spicy mustard is not bad for you. It's not a lot of calories, it's no fat, you know what I mean? And by the way, so you throw some of that on your chicken and vegetables, fucking great. Like, it's so good. And don't get me wrong, I like ranch dressing, I like certain things, but you don't have to drown things in it. By the way, I had my periods of time in my life where that's what I was doing. Everything, ranch on everything, But what I was getting at earlier is that's what this is what I think the direction society tends to go in, or at least it's in now, is when you can have an excuse for something, it gives you an excuse to continue the behavior, and people take things so per it's like, it's almost like what we've talked about 10,000 times in here, maybe not literally, but we talked about critiques of your work. So if I tell you, like, hey, as a producer, and because I want to see you win, I would say, hey, when you're mixing your bass and your kick together, maybe try this because this is getting a little muddy, and I see what you're doing, but, maybe you want to do this from now on. So instead of you saying, oh, you're just hating on me, this is how I am, this is my style, screw you, I'm doing it my way. And then it hurts your business, but my intention was good. So, but that's what people don't like when it comes to personal stuff. People just get out of pocket. So when you say, hey, like, I love you dearly. So if something starts out like that, you'd be, uh-oh, here comes a criticism. But, there's people, by the way, if we want to get real dead ass serious. My younger brother, Chris, who is a half brother, I didn't grow up with him, we weren't that close. He drank so much when he was growing up that he had liver damage in his early 20s. And no one, at least that I know, I mean, no one ever took him aside. I know some people did try. So I'm not gonna, finger point or anything. But people tried so hard to tell him you're really gonna hurt yourself or worse if you don't do this. And it wasn't, you know what I mean? It was like you gotta tell people, like, you are hurting yourself. Same way with overeating or anything like that, because you're not, people gotta understand and stop taking this shit like you're just trying to hate on me. You're trying to, I'm beautiful the way I am. By the way, and maybe you are, yes, you are, but you know what? You'd be even more beautiful, healthy, and happy. Like, that doesn't mean, like, because people think, oh, you gotta be, skinny as a toothpick, or look like, do you remember, like, yeah, I kind of find it baffling when some quote unquote supermodels literally look like a twig. You know what I mean? They look inhuman. And by the way, I mean, they're pretty, but you're also like, you look like you need to eat a cheeseburger. You know what I mean? Like, here, eat a sandwich. It's really weird, so that when you push that on people, you know, they think, well, I gotta be that skinny. It's like, no, you ain't gotta be unhealthy. There's, once again, there's this middle ground of healthy, you know, where it's like, by the way, most people are not like skin and bones and they look perfect. People got a little fat on them here and there. You know what I mean? Like, we all do. So it's like, I don't know. I think if people would stop taking it personally, but also knowing like that perfect thing doesn't exist. So it's more in line of like, I want you to be healthy and, you know, and happy. Not like, by the way, you could be healthy and happy at 800 pounds, you know, okay, but it's a lot of weight on your body. It's a lot of weight on your organs. That's like those shows, there's like, but people get rewarded now. There's these shows, when that, what's that show, yeah, of like my 600 pound life or something? It's like, I don't, you're basically rewarding people. You're like, I'm going to give you a platform to, you know, even if you're miserable, you're still getting a platform, one, for people to even talk more shit about you, and two, like, if it helps, I get it. If it doesn't help, I don't like it. That's all I'm saying, you know. I like that. See, and now anyone that's listened to this has completely altered their menu for Christmas. They're like, I was gonna eat about 10 desserts, and now I'm only gonna eat one.
We're having a seafood broil. Yeah, I'm so happy.
Oh,
yes, crab legs.
You serious?
Potatoes. Oh, you know, I'm happy about that.
Mm-hmm. I'm pleading ignorance here. So it was just that. Is that anything like gumbo? Like, do they ever put meat in that, like sausage or anything? Or is it literally just seafood?
Oh, there is sausage. My dad put sausage and shit in there.
Okay. Yep. So that's like a Louisiana kind of thing. Okay, that's dope. That's dope. Okay. I think I'm actually, I talked to my best friend's in-laws. I think, because, you know, they were helping me out through all the pandemic era stuff. And his mother-in-law was like, I'm going to bring you taco ingredients. I was like, yes, yes. Christmas tacos are the way to go. I really like, you know what? I like that you are very passionate about this kind of thing. Because honestly, you know, and us being from two different generations, I was glad to hear that we agreed on things like that, because those are the things I worry about as, you know, someone in middle age, you know, is, do people understand, like, you know, that, right, the implications of things, and how all criticism is not bad, you know, and it's like, some of the things that people push on people are just as damaging. That's why I say, when people just go, oh, you're great the way you are. Well, you know, you probably are. But, like, how do you feel about you? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, if you feel like, I could be a better person, I'd like to be better at business, or I'd like to be a better artist, I'd like to be able to give more, I'd like to be more open with my feelings, or any, whatever you're, there has to be some kind of aspiration in people, I think, to go, like, I'd like to improve myself, because a lot of times when, not all the time, obviously, but there tends to be an environment now of, if you just say, hey, maybe you should look at what you're doing here, and maybe you could do it better. And if people are like, oh, you don't like me? Like, you're hating on people like me? No. I'm saying you could do better, like, right. And there's nothing wrong with that. So it is really tough with people, especially when they're really young. Like, even when I was your age, you know, I think there are a lot of smarter people out there. But when I was young, I did have moments where, oh, I've got this all figured out.
Yep.
I know who I am. And then in a couple of years, you go,
next.
That wasn't really right. You know, that, like, you know, so I think maybe that should be on everyone's Christmas wish list is to, you know, maybe analyze yourself a little bit. But I think also people should make a point. Here we go. Here's my Christmas wish for everyone. Enjoy Christmas.
Like, don't be thinking like, even, you listen to this podcast and you're like, I can't eat what I want to eat. Like, that's different. I'm just saying it, you know. Well, not that's different, but, you know, have fun too.
But also, and even just with the holiday in general, like, and once again, I know people on all angles of this current situation. I got friends that are, you know, they're not really visiting with people, or they are, but very briefly or very safely. And I got friends that are like, yeah, I'm hanging out with my family. And you know what? They're probably going to be fine. You know what I mean? I don't know. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see. But they are okay with that consequence. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying either one's great. I think both of them have consequences. That's what people don't get. There's a, like, to me, I'm bummed out because I can't hang out with people that I love for the holiday. And, you know, I really like doing that. But also, I know people that do get to do that, but they also know, and there may be a slight risk that someone around them may get a virus. I don't know. And, you know, so both of them suck. Both of those options can suck. Or you can take the third route and go, you know what? I don't know. I'm going to hang out and enjoy what I'm doing. You know, I'm going to lay around in my underpants all day. Or whatever, you know. I don't know what people are doing. So, maybe you just start a Zoom call and just invite everybody over. I just leave a Zoom call just on all day in my house and just send the link out. Like, hey, if you want to drop by for Christmas, here I am. That would actually be kind of
dope. Yeah, that'd be
fun. That would be kind of dope. But, you know, anyway, people know where to find me anyway. And we've already, look at this.
We should probably wrap this up.
Yeah, please, go ahead.
People need a present.
We should, like a little.
People should find you on social media.
Exactly, yeah.
But you got to tell them where can they find you?
Well, they can find me by using these letters, SimonIlla, Simon Illa, everywhere, from Instagram to Twitter to Snapchat to, where else, Black Planet, MySpace, I say Facebook yet. Anyway, all the major platforms, you can find me on there. Also, you can text me. I still have my community app, 404-737-1662, and you can catch us on our Instagram live every Thursday, probably not this Thursday because it is Christmas Eve, but we do a live music review every week, and we, if, you know, we listen to a minute of a song, we'll review it. If you want to have us listen to the whole thing, you can Cash App $20 to hashtag mini producer with $20. That'll get you a full listen and our appreciation. Anyway, where can people
find me at Mini Producer? I actually have an interview today. If anyone like listen to it right now, I have one at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so it's coming up.
Dope.
And I'm a Mini Producer everywhere. And keep up with the journey because it's lit.
Nice, yeah, you've been popping on the PR circuit here, jumping around. And next time, by the way, next time we relink, I don't know if we'll do an episode next week. We'll figure that out. Maybe we take a little vacation week. But, we got to talk about Clubhouse. You know, we'll chat about that. Plus, you'll have a little more experience with it by the next time we podcast and all that stuff. But anyway, that's a whole other app. But speaking of apps, you can go to anchor.fm to get the Anchor app, and record, edit, and distribute your own podcast, which will be assigned to you at birth now when you're born in America. They give you a social security number and a podcast. So that way you can get your podcast out to potentially millions of people or the 20 loyal fans you've got in your family. Either way, anchor.fm.
Joking me
And who
LLC.
produces this podcast? That is correct. So, anyway, I hope y'all have a lovely holiday. Hope you had a great Hanukkah. Hope you have a nice Christmas, a good Kwanzaa. We should come up with like your kick-ass Kwanzaa. Anyway, we'll flare on that. Anyway,
It's been
Jay,
great.
we've had a really good year. Thanks to everybody that, yeah, thanks to everybody that listens. Hope we kept you company and educated you and entertained you and whatever else we did for you. Tell a friend to tell a friend because we don't have enemies anymore. So anyway, until
This is Jay.
next time, this is Simonella.
Peace.
And we are out of here.
Alchemy.